Craig Thiel. He is the Director of State Affairs for the Citizens Research Council. Craig, how are you?
I'm doing good, Tony.
Appreciate your time. Tell us, what is the Citizens Research Council?
Well, we're about a 100-year-old organization that is engaged in public policy research. So we look at state and local government issues. We issue reports, present the information to elected officials and interested groups, and hope that the information is used to guide good decisions with regard to government finances, organization, and the like.
And you are nonpartisan?
Yep, we're right down the middle. We're a 501c3. We don't play it to either one political party or the other. We just try to present the facts in a clear and objective fashion.
The Citizens Research Council report says that business tax cuts help, but overall effect is likely to be small. As a matter of fact, higher individual taxes could slow the state's recovery. Talk about this report.
Yeah, well, we issued a report when the budget and the tax plan got done. And as part of that overall plan, there was some significant tax changes. And the tax changes involve an overall net tax cut and a significant shift in the overall tax burden from businesses towards individuals. And that while the policymakers cited a number of goals as important in these reforms, the overriding goal of the tax changes was to improve economic growth and primarily employment in the state. As we know, we've been suffering on high levels of unemployment. Some elements of the tax changes are going to improve the economic situation in the state, and some are going to hurt it. And we summarized these briefly in the report that came out in June.
Do you believe that so far the governor's plan to help the state recover is working?
Well, it's way too early to tell at this point in terms of seeing real proof on the ground. I can tell you that it's an improvement over past plans on a number of fronts. First, the budget, which starts on October 1, was completed, at the end of May in advance of a June 1 deadline. So we have, something done earlier than in the past. We also have a plan that's what we call structurally balanced. It takes the spending that's anticipated for the next year and balances it with the amount of revenue that's expected to come in and doesn't rely on funds from the federal government that will expire in short order or state resources that won't happen in out years to get that balance. So on a number of fronts, it does represent an improvement over past plans.
It seems to be interesting, though. We heard that businesses were taking on the majority of the burden when it came to taxes. Now that that burden has been shifted, it appears, according to your report, that the higher taxes for individuals could slow the state's recovery. So what gives?
Well, clearly, there are some positives associated with this plan. You know, there's a net business tax cut. When we compare what the Michigan business tax brings in, that's the current tax that's been in existence for the last 3 years, and what the corporate income tax brings in, there's a net business cut of about $1.7 billion. Okay, so businesses are going to be paying $1.7 billion less. That is good for businesses when they go to make investment decisions and capital, and whether it's a new piece of equipment or hiring new people in Michigan. These will spur economic growth in the state. Michigan's moving to a corporate income tax away from the Michigan business tax, which was considered confusing, complicated, very difficult to administer. So to a more simple corporate income tax. So there's some improvement there, at least in terms of the state's reputation. So those positives have to be weighed against the negatives, which you alluded to, which are the income tax increases. We're going to raise income taxes on Michigan citizens and taxpayers by $1.4 billion. So there's a net overall tax cut, but a significant shift, a $1.7 billion reduction in business taxes and a $1.4 billion increase in income taxes. So those people who use those income that income to purchase goods and services won't have those dollars to do that. And so those costs and benefits have to be weighed. And our thinking, at least theoretically, is that, you know, the impact, whether it's positive or negative, after you factor in those two pieces, is going to be relatively small.
And what I've learned, and I know you got to get going, this will be our final question for you, from people like Representative Mark Meadows, who have said he believes that the recovery for Michigan to get us to be a power, if you will, economically in the United States, can take anywhere from 10 years to a generation. Do you think it'll take that long?
Well, it's not like steering a speedboat on a lake. Clearly, Michigan's emerging from a very difficult period. You know, the last 10 years have been probably the worst period in Michigan's economic history. But this has been building for some time. Michigan's shrinking manufacturing base. And I think it will take some time. But we're beginning to see, and I don't know that we can peg it to the tax or budget changes, but we're beginning to see our improvement. We're seeing improvement at a rate greater than other states and in the U.S. In the whole, and that's encouraging. You know, sometimes when you hit the bottom, and the bottom's pretty deep, the rebound might be more, might be quicker. But over the long term, time will tell whether or not it takes, you know, 3, 5, 10 years to get back to where we once were back at the height of our employment in the early 2000s.
And Craig Thiel is Director of State Affairs for the Citizens Research Council. Craig, thanks so much. I'm glad I got your number. We'll stay in touch.
Thanks, Tony. Take care.